The stories that you tell yourself do one of two things. They either raise you up or they keep you limited. It's one of my favorite topics, and today we're going to talk about not only overcoming limiting beliefs, but it's about unleashing your potential. It's about cutting the sandbags off the hot air balloon so you can rise above anything, anytime you want. Let's go get that nugget. You know, I've been studying this topic of spirituality for years, and like 25 plus years. And it really has been the last couple of years that has really opened my eyes to the real reason why we're stuck. And all day long, I listen to stories that people are saying about themselves, about their experience, about other people, about the things that are going wrong in their life. A couple episodes ago, I told you about this, you know, the cashier and this guy, I think he was FedEx delivery guy, and they were like one-upping each other with their complaint. And go out in the world in this neutral space and listen to the way people talk. You know, as you're walking into a big box store and you see, you know, a group of employees standing outside, you know, they're on a break or something, and listen to how they're talking. Feel the energy in which they are emanating out into the world. If we truly understand, and not at a logical level, but really innately, truly know and understand how energy works, we would never utter another negative word in our lives. We would begin to wake up and begin to become aware of how things work and become aware of our words and our stories and our attitudes. There's so much I want to teach right now, but as Amy always says, you know, she's like, you got to bring it down. Like, you're way up here and you have to bring it down so people can understand, which is why I really love using analogies. But, and I know I repeat them all the time because so many times when I talk to somebody, they understand, but I think they don't truly know. And there's a difference. There's a difference between understanding logically what I'm saying and a knowing that this is how it works. And I really love how the barrel lid is being taken off again for me, where I'm really understanding how energy works. And I really just want to shout it from the rooftops as I listen to the way people talk. So I was out with my older son yesterday. We spent the day together and it was just this amazing experience. And he really is turning into this wonderful young man. Like, I'm so excited for him and his potential and where he's going and the way he's looking at things. And he had a couple of really brilliant ideas that he shared with me that he's doing. And I wanted to share them with you because I think if we can figure out how to work with what our experience is and what's showing up in our life in a way that benefits ourselves, no matter what happens, and this will make sense in a second, then I feel like we are like one step ahead of ourselves all the time. So one of the things that he said is he's got this job that he doesn't really care for. And he's trying to get out of it. And he's like, so here's one of the things I thought he was doing that was pretty brilliant. He's like, instead of being a victim of circumstance or victim of my environment or my current conditions, I'm using that as fuel to move in a different direction. So he's taking this negative thing that he's experiencing that he doesn't want to experience anymore. But instead of just going around the water cooler with his other coworkers and complaining about the job, what he's doing is he's using that emotion as energy, as a boost, as gasoline for the car, and he's using it to propel him forward towards something that he really wants. So that was one thing. The other thing I thought was absolutely brilliant is he goes, I had this song stuck in my head the other day, and I hate this song. And he didn't tell me what the song was, but he's like, I hate the song. And he goes, and it was like for 4 or 5 days straight, I was this all of a sudden, and it's not like I heard on the radio, I didn't hear it. All of a sudden, it would just show up in my head. And he's like, I'm getting ready for work and the songs. And he's like, I can't get rid of it. And he goes, so what I decided to do is I decided to set an intention or kind of put the energy out there regarding the song that I hate so much. I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, from now on, this was the intention. This is how we play with the energy. From now on, every time I hear this song, I get $5,000 deposited into my account. And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I just start telling that story and putting that energy out into the universe. So every time I hear this song, I get $5,000 deposited into my account. And I'm like, it's kind of brilliant because if you think about it, it's a win-win. I have this song that I really don't like and I don't want it stuck in my head. So either universe, you stop playing that song or you deposit $5,000 into my account. And he goes, so guess what happened? And of course I was thinking, hopefully you got $5,000 deposited in your account. And he said, well, no. He goes, but I don't hear the song anymore. And I'm like, it's a win-win. Now, of course, one side wins a little bit better than the other, but I thought that that was brilliant. So when I am hearing people talking about and telling these stories out in the world, things they hate, and I tell you guys all the time, every time Amy or Cameron come around the corner and they're like, you know what I hate? Or they're in the other room or something. You know what I hate? And I go, are you sure you want to finish that sentence? And they're like, yeah, well, let me just, you know, because they want to vent. They want to vent. I get it. I'm a venter too. I'm a complainer too about everything. I need everybody to know how uncomfortable I am with things. The weather, if I'm hungry, if I'm irritated about something. But so when I got home yesterday, last night, I got home from my visit with my son and I'm talking to Amy last night and telling him, you know, the visit was so amazing and he's so amazing. I'm so proud of him and he's so great. And she goes, so what did you learn? Like that's one of our things we try to keep getting into. It's like, what did you learn about today that you will use tomorrow? And she goes, what did you learn today? I said, you know what? And I told her those two things. And I said, and the other thing is, I want to get in the habit. So we're going to practice this weekend, like really hardcore. I want to get in the habit of when my numbers are low, that I'm not going to tell the story, like no storytelling. And when we say tell the story, what I mean is something like today, it's this crappy rainy day. And I could sit here and go, oh, it's Friday. You know, Amy's working a half a day and I'm home and I'm working and whatever. I'm like, oh, it could be rainy and gross and it's cold and it's meh and whatever. But I'm like, it's watering my grass. It's filling my turtle pond with natural water. It's cleaning off the basketball court. It's washing all the bird poop off my car, right? So, but if I'm low, if I'm about that, if I'm about the rain, and I'll tell you what the whole thing that we're going to do, but if I'm going to start crabbing about the rain, is right there, whatever comes out of my mouth from that low vibration state is a story. Now, there's good stories and there's bad stories. My son is starting to shift and start telling good stories. Every time I hear this song, $5,000 gets deposited into my account. It's a win-win. It's perfect. It's brilliant. So I could say something like, every time, I don't know, I get mad about something, I find a $20 bill in the driveway. I don't know. I mean, I want to play with it. I haven't had much time to explore this idea yet, but I want to. So anyway, so this is about like the stories that we tell are either expanding stories or they're restricting stories. So I want you to, if you have a journal or a notebook, is I want you to be thinking about what are the majority of the stories that I tell? What are the things that I talk about, good or bad? And then the next stage is, okay, here's the story about this thing. Like, how do I talk about my money? How do I talk about my relationships? And be specific, how do I talk about my relationship with my kids? How do I talk about my relationship with my spouse or my coworkers or whoever all your relationships are? How do I talk about my job? How do I talk about whatever? All of these different experiences in your life. And then I want you to rate each of those experiences. So if I were to rate my relationship with Amy, I would say it's high. I would say most days it's, you know, 8, 9, 10. And it's not generally because there's argument or disagreement or whatever between us. And we do disagree on things, but it's not necessarily that. Sometimes it has to just do with my natural state of my mood, that if I'm crabby, it's a good idea that people aren't around me. But our relationship itself is really good. Like we really work well together. And so I would say on any given day for the last 13 years, I would say we're 8, 9, or 10. Okay. But I would say, let's see, my business story. And I go, okay, well, my business isn't where it's supposed to be, where I want it to be right now by April. I had different financial goals and we're not reaching those goals yet. And I could crab about it. And I go, okay, what's my story about that? What do I normally say? I'm like, oh yeah, I have some beliefs and some things about that that are not that great. You know, the stories that I'm telling, and my business is not rated. I would say my business is a 5, 6, or a 7. But then I look at my story. I look at my story about how do I talk about my relationship with Amy? I'm like, wow, you know, I talk really positive about my relationship with Amy. We talk really positive with each other to each other, about each other, right? And our relationship is 8, 9, or 10. I look at my business and I go, okay, my business is a 5, 6, or 7. And I'm like, oh, look at the stories that I tell around my business. Do you see what I'm getting at? Do you see the correlation between the story we're telling and the outcome and the good vibes that we're telling and the outcome, right? So that's a really good exercise to bring awareness to the words you're using, how you're talking about things, and the ability to shift your words. Now, words do not create. Please write this down. Words do not create. Words alone do not create the thing. You must use those words to create the emotional state. The emotional state is what creates out in the world. Okay, so there's three parts: your mind, your words, your thoughts, your mind, your words, your emotions, and the thing that you're wanting to change, the experience you're wanting to change. There's those three parts. What we try to do with affirmations and mantras and positive thinking is we try to skip the emotional part and we just mindlessly go, I'm thin and fit, I'm thin and fit, I'm rich and famous, I'm rich and famous. Money pours in all day long. I have great relationships over and over and over again. And then you look at your life and you're like, my life's not changing. And I go, how's your emotional state? You're like, well, I'm just repeating those words 10,000 times a day. And I go, okay, how's your emotional state? Oh, I feel the same. That's the problem. So here's where we get into growth and expansion. If I want something different in my life, I must become someone different. Now, I've talked about this several times and it's, you know, I'm not going to get into it today, but the avatar creation where I create a new persona, I create a new person. If I want to be rich, I can't take my lack thinking with me into this new persona. Just like the sandbags on the hot air balloon. If you want to reach new heights, you can't take the sandbags with you. You must discard the sandbags. So I was having a conversation with a friend a couple of days ago, and she's wanting to really improve her relationship with her family. And I said, what is it about you that doesn't have this great relationship with your family? And she's like, well, basically, I bitch at them all day long. And I go, okay, so basically, are you ready to let go of the bitchiness? And she goes, well, but they wouldn't change. And I said, they're not the ones who have to change. Now, of course, she didn't like that. But here's the thing. And then I asked her, how often do you bitch at them? She goes, every day. She goes, every day, all day long. They never change. They never do anything. They don't pick up their clothes. They don't do their laundry. They, you know, they leave a, you know, peanut butter knife in the sink. They this. I'm like, okay. I said, how exhausting is that? She goes, it's very exhausting. She goes, the older I get, the older they get, the more I do it. And she goes, and I'm like, I'm tired of this, right? I said, listen to what you're saying. I'm tired of this. I'm sick and tired of bitching at them. Right. So what does that tell you? She goes, I don't know. They just don't listen. Right. I said, it's not them. It's you. I said, so if we were able to change that belief, step into a new version of yourself, they could show up differently because bitching doesn't create this deep connection. Now, we're not talking about how we're building up the relationship. We're literally talking about the energy that we are emanating into our experience, our 3D world. If I am bitching at somebody, I am not putting positive, loving, connecting energy out into that relationship. I'm putting negative energy. I'm trying to force. I'm trying to kink. I'm trying to manipulate. I'm trying to coerce, right? It's not working. So if something is not working, instead of going out there to make somebody do something different so you feel better, is go inward and go, how do I just feel better? How do I let go of this story and start telling a new story? When I tell a new story, then the outside world changes, just like a book. You could read a Stephen King novel and be scared out of your mind. But if you all of a sudden turn to chapter 17 and it was reading like Winnie the Pooh, you're going to have a completely different internal experience, are you not? So if I write on a page something about Stephen King and a killer clown, and you turn to the next chapter and I start writing about Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, your experience changes. Does that make sense? So we need to tell a new story. So let's get to the bottom of this. And one of my favorite experiences is one of my coaches, this was several years ago, it was probably 10 or so years ago. She wanted me to open up this marketing booth at this event with these business women years ago. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. And she's like, why not? I said, I just don't feel comfortable with those people. I don't feel like I fit in. I don't feel like I'm good looking enough. I'm not feminine. I feel like I just, you know, they're all like high heels and, you know, cute little skirts and long hair. And I'm like, that's just not me. You know, I'm like jeans and t-shirts and tennis shoes. I mean, that's my ideal, right? I've got short hair. I'm very tomboy. So I don't feel comfortable going. And she goes, do you want to coach on it? I'm like, sure, let's coach on it. I said, but the answer is still going to be no. She's like, okay. She goes, let's just coach on it. So we go in there and we expand the negative energy of where I don't feel good enough to fit in. And this went on for about an hour. And so going in, expanding it, feeling it, getting rid of it, and bringing in something new. At the end, she goes, okay. She goes, we're good. You're good. You're good. And I said, yep, feel good. You know, whatever. And then she goes, okay, so will you help me, you know, set up with this marketing booth at this event? And immediately I said, yeah. And she starts laughing. And then I start laughing. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a second. And that was my first experience. From then on, from now on, that was 10 years ago, no other coaching about that has happened. And now you could walk into my house right now and go, we're going to go do this business. It was a women's business group. We're going to go do this marketing thing. And I want you to be our keynote speaker. I'd be like, okay. I want you to set up a booth. Okay. I want you to be a marketing whatever. I'd be like, okay. Like it doesn't feel, there is no limit. The sandbag has been cut. It is one of my favorite things to talk about because this truly is a way for personal growth, for elevating ourselves, to unleashing our potential and expanding our life. So when I look at you and I go, where in your life are you struggling with the most right now? And you go, my blank, my job, my money, my health, my relationships, whatever. It's always one of those areas. And I go, what's the normal story that you tell about that? What do you say? When you talk about your health, what do you say? Oh, and they blah, 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 blah. And they tell me their whole story. And I said, that's why you're having this experience. And you're like, well, Jen, this is what's happening. And I go, but you're continuing to tell the same story. So you're getting the same result. You pick up a Stephen King novel. Every time you turn the page, if it's telling the same story, you're going to continue feeling the same way, thus creating the same experience. If you turn the story on chapter 17 and it's Winnie the Pooh, you're going to, now it's going to be a little bit, right? You just started reading about a second ago, you're reading about some killer clown. Now you're moving into Winnie the Pooh. It takes a second for it to start shifting, doesn't it? For the emotion of the negative, the scare, the horror that you're reading to shift into this pleasantry of the 100-acre wood. Make sense? It takes a second. It takes a second for it to shift. And then by the time you get to the end of the book and you've read, you know, the second half of Winnie the Pooh, you're like, oh my God, that was such a great book. And I don't know about you, but maybe even after reading It, which is the Stephen King, that, and I've never read any of his books. It was just an example, but I feel like it kind of drives it home. So my work now is when something in my life is crappy, something that doesn't feel good to experience, is I immediately say something different. And what I mean by that is I might do something that stands out, that gets my attention and wakes me up. If I'm just sitting in the living room, mindlessly watching TV or playing a game on my phone or doing something that's mindless and I'm just like going through the motions, and there's a gunshot in my front yard, that's going to wake me up. It gets my attention, right? It wakes me up. It snaps me out of my subconscious habit thinking. Just, you know, I'm just sitting here doing nothing. It knocks me out of my subconscious state where I'm just mindlessly doing something. So I kind of took that same thought process and said, if I am creating momentum and I'm experiencing something, you know, it's raining today. And if I start complaining about and immediately I start sensing, I'm not feeling good about this complaining. Like my body is not starting to feel very good. What I started to do a long time ago is I would snap my fingers. You have to wake up though. Snap my fingers, but whoa, okay. I don't want to create more of that. Now, I don't mean the rain, but I mean this ill feeling in my body, which means every time it rains, I need to feel crappy. Well, I'm not going to let the weather determine how I feel. I want to feel good no matter what. I want to feel good in my body no matter what, because that's going to create a wonderful life. And it takes the limits off of it. If it's going to rain and I'm going to feel crappy, I'm limited, aren't I? So what I want to do is wake myself up in that process. Wait. Stop. What's my number right now? God, I'm a 5. Okay, don't tell a story about that thing that is creating the 5 in you. Are you with me? That's the scale, the vibrational scale, like kind of like your mood scale. Oh, I'm a 5. Like when I'm recording, dude, I'm a 10. I'm a 10 right now. I love recording. I love my podcast. I love my colored mic and my headphones. I love the dogs. They come out of the bedrooms and they come and sit on the couch and they watch me for a while until they fall asleep. Hopefully that's not an indication of my podcast itself. But I love recording it. I'm a 10. What do I talk about? I say, I love my podcast. I love my microphone. I love recording. I love talking, right? And then I create this podcast and it syncs the thoughts with the emotional state. Then when I pull out my podcast, I immediately go to a 10. Now, if I start complaining about the rain and I drop and I go into that lower vibrational frequency, that means, and it starts to create a habit, that means every time it rains, I need to feel bad. And eventually, my subconscious mind goes, okay, I got it. You're right. It is a complete habit now. And it's a subconscious habit. It's a mindless habit. I'm just keep doing that. How many of you are smokers? I am not a smoker, though I do like an occasional cigar and I do have a pipe. It's a tobacco pipe, by the way. But how many of you are smokers? When you started smoking, what was going on in your life? Oh gosh, I was a teenager and I hated my parents and I was this and this, or I had some friends that blah, blah, blah. And when I'm around these friends and that just makes me want to smoke, eventually it became a habit. Every time I'm stressed out, I smoke. Every time I go to the bar or I go to the thing or I hear this song or I hang out with these friends, I smoke. You've created a habit. Now, ask yourself, does this habit make me feel good? Does this habit initiate other great things in my life? Yes or no? And if it's no, then this is where we now do some of this inner work to clear out the garbage, to clear out the beliefs that no longer serve you. No longer serve you. Right here, this topic, I am such a firm believer on because I have created such a wonderful life for myself. My son is creating an expanded version of himself. Amy and I are overcoming all the time things that are in our business, things that are at her work, things that are out in the world all the time that create us better versions of ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I want to constantly expand and grow and shift and change and reach my potential, which we're never going to reach our potential, but I want to be better than I was yesterday. And in order to do that, I need to be better, which means I need to cut the sandbags, I need to unkink the hose, I need to clean out the energy system, I need to do things that are different to create a different result. If I want something different in my life, I must become something different. If you take anything from this 20 minutes that I've been talking, I want you to take that. You look at your life and you look out there and you go, I want that to be different. I want them to be different. I want more money. I want a bigger house. I want this. I want better health. I want blah, 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 whatever that is, whatever it is that you want to be different. Immediately after you figure that out, I want you to look at yourself and go, if I want that to change, I need to change. I need to let go of that story. And you will start to rise. You will start to expand. You will start to see new perspectives. And life then gets so exciting. Life can be very boring if you're driving on autopilot and you just do the same thing every single day. If you just do the same thing every single day, your life becomes gray. If you do the same thing every single day, your life becomes gray. And I'm pretty sure I have never met a single person that said their favorite color was gray. We say it's gray outside. We know what that means. That's mediocre. That's boring. That is not a life that I want to live. So what are we going to do? I want you to think about the story that you're telling. I want you to unleash your potential, overcome those beliefs, those limiting beliefs. Those are the things that we call them when they limit us. If I have the sandbags around the hot air balloon, I'm limited. I can only see this right here. I can only see in my backyard and these trees and my deck and that thing and whatever. But I start cutting sandbags. I now raise up 6, 8, 10 feet. Things look a little different up there, don't they? But I can't take those sandbags with me. I can't cut them off the rope and then put them in the basket, right? I have to let them go. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about the power of letting go. And I think it's really important for us to kind of recognize that letting go is the process of life. It is it's shoveling the water out of the boat so you can get going. You know, you can stay afloat. God, I have all these rhymes today. Shoveling the water out of the boat so you can stay afloat. If you do the same thing every single day, your life will become gray. I don't know, maybe I should have been a rapper instead of a podcaster. I don't know, you tell me. Please let me know how these are landing on you, how these episodes are coming across. Do you want more stories? Do you want more teaching, less teaching? Tell me what you want. I'm looking for some feedback as we are coming up to the beginning of June. My podcast is going to get moved to a new platform because this platform that I am uploading my podcast is completely changing. And I don't know that's really going away. So I think all the episodes are going to stay wherever you're listening to this, Google, Apple, Spotify, they're going to stay there, but the podcast is going to get recorded someplace else. So I'm taking this as kind of divine intervention. I'm going to start changing things. And I want your help. I would love to have you give me some feedback. Good, bad, ugly. It doesn't matter to me. I am open to receiving your feedback. Send me a post. Send me an email. If you're part of our Lady Rising group on Facebook, that's kind of my podcasting group, sort of. But you can make a post in there. You can send me an email to themeditationroomtc@gmail.com. You can do something like that. There's always ways to reach out to me. But I would really be curious if you would let me know how my podcasts are working for you. You know, I don't always hear a lot of feedback. I see numbers, you know, on my end. I look at the analytics of how many opened and read and or listened to or whatever, but I don't see people. I don't have an audience in front of me when they're responding. I go, yeah, okay, they liked that joke, right? Or they didn't, or that one bombed, or they got that or whatever. So I would love that kind of engagement. If you'd be willing to share, I would love to hear it. You can send me an email or you can post on one of the Facebook groups. I would love that. So I'm going to wrap this one up. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about the power of letting go. I'll see you over there. Hey, thanks for listening. Your support means the world to me, and I'm truly grateful to have you on this journey of personal growth and exploration. If you've ever felt motivated or uplifted or gained valuable insight from my podcast, you now have an opportunity to show your appreciation. If you'd like to buy me a coffee or a chai tea as a token of support, you can do so through the link in the podcast show notes. Remember, your support goes beyond just a chai tea. It fuels my passion and drive to continue growing with you, making the world a better place and elevating all of humanity one episode at a time. Thank you again for being a valued listener. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.